Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher.
Inside and Out, Legends of Sports, a Saturday morning podcast, and thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. And we're live right here in Norfolk, Virginia, in Tidewater, at the MEAC Division I tournament. And we've had a fantastic tournament on both sides, both women and the men's, of course. And a lot of great basketball has been going on down here with these great powerhouses, of course. And in the semifinal round, of course, the defending champions, Hampton University, got past a very talented Savannah State University team, but, of course, overwhelmed them with a lot of great guard play and tremendous. And, of course, one of the top seeds in it, Norfolk State, went down with South Carolina, University of South Carolina State. They had a great, great game. But me and Wally Jones, of course, the Wonder Man, is here. And, Wally, it was a great tournament, and so far it's been a lot of a great excitement. We saw a lot of great basketball.
I'm telling you, Coach Hatcher, each year is getting better. The opportunity to interview Coach Jones from Norfolk State was tremendous, to talk to them and how they recruit them,
yeah,
what they do. But also I talked to Coach Brown, the coach, last night. I talked to him. And he's the coach of Coppin State. They're going to play North Carolina A&T. Mm-hmm. And North Carolina A&T beat Hampton. Unfortunately, we won't have them into the tournament. But we have Coppin State and North Carolina A&T for the championship game after the MEAC men's game. But it's going to be a nice competition, because the South Carolina State coach, he was the coach of the year.
Yeah.
And I know that,
yeah. Yeah.
I know that Norfolk, and I know that Hampton had a great year, but this guy did a great job with this. With that team, they played very well. I like the way they handled the ball. Nice guards. They got enough big men to compete with Hampton. Because Hampton, as of last year, Coach, you remember last year, Chivas. His father played for Missouri and played in the NBA. This young man had quite a game last night. Quite a game. I mean, this guy can.
Yeah, he was.
Inside and outside. Yes.
Yeah, we were very impressed with him last year. We saw where his development, and, you know, he was one of the main catalysts last year of catapulting them beyond the first round. You know, they went past LIU and went on to play University of Kentucky, and for about 9 minutes put up a nice little run against Kentucky before they got overpowered last year. But this year, I can see the maturity. The two guards they had last year are back, along with Chavis. And a couple of the big men last year. So they only lost about two ball players last year. And they've come in to be a real force. The coach over there is doing a great job, Wally.
Yeah, Coach Jones is doing a great job. Like I said, that runs in the family, because I know Coach Jones at Johnson C. Smith, Coach Jones at St. Augustine, the uncle, the father, they're all the a family of fine coaches, a fine young man who brings great talent. And they have a lot of transfer to come from other colleges to come to Hampton. I think that's the trend of some schools now. A lot of these historical black colleges have transfer from D1 or other schools. But I'm really impressed with the MEAC, the way the coaching is going and also the talent. The men have gotten bigger. I know over the years we've scouted CIAA and the MEAC. There may be 6'7" and 6'8". Now they got some 6'10", 6'11", and couple seven-footers.
Yeah.
So it's nice league. Well represented.
Yeah, it's come a long way. You know, of course, we were there with, I'll continue with Leon Curry, former commissioner of the CIAA, who will be back there with us in the championship rounds today. And it was very, very impressive to see the nuances. They still have a couple of little twerks to pull out as far as marketing is concerned. And Leon Curry, of course, one of the greats in that business because he had the CIAA as one of the top three tournaments in the country at one time. You know, a couple of little things like that, but they actually, when it comes to the overall conference itself, they come a long ways. You know, University of Savannah, you know, I remember when Cassie Russell,
That's right.
Cassie started down there, and when he talked to us, I think it was almost 15 years ago, Wally, they were just a Division III school. And Cassie was saying he was going through some troubles with his hip down there, and now he's, of course, he's Reverend Cassie Russell. He was talking about some things. He said, man, we're gonna try to turn this little program around down here, this Division III school. And lo and behold, 15 years later, they're Division I MEAC contending school and doing very, very well. Yeah.
Yeah, I was very pleased with that. I remember those years when he said he's going to change the culture of basketball in that area. So, I mean, the team that you see in this league, it represents some of the best ball players I've seen from the East Coast and a lot from the Southern schools. And I'm really, again, impressed, especially when I talk to Coach Jones in reference to how they recruit, how the character of the kids, the academics, they make sure these kids graduate. I was so impressed at Norfolk State, their graduation rate. So that's impressive to me whenever these coaches
really
talk
is.
About student-athlete. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the primary thing, student-athlete.
No question. And it looks like they got a template to be there for a while. If they keep that system in check, as they are in place, I should say, Wally, I think it should be a very interesting situation if the university itself can stay solid. The basketball program, of course, the athletic program, has the potential to take that next step up if the school can stay sound. And I think that was one of the concerns of the coach, Coach Jones. He said, I hope this school gets the credibility, sound credibility, economically and academically approved so we can keep this program at the pace that it could be being a major force, because he even mentioned, and that, you know, that's off the record, we're speaking here right now, Wally, he even said that they had a couple of little inquiries from the potentiality of this program going into the CAA, the Colonial Athletic Conference, as well as the USA Conference. So, you know, he was saying some interesting things. He said, Coach, look, let me tell you what we did. Some of our mid-major opponents, we beat UTEP in UTEP. They beat Southern Missouri in Southern Missouri. So they said they have some quality wins against a solidly mid-major program. So they showed that they are capable of competing. And so, you know, if the school, as Leon Curry would say, if the school was academically sound and in support of others, they could do exactly what Old Dominion has done in a short amount of time.
Yeah, I agree with you. When you talk about economics, and we realize what Leon Curry has done through those years at the CIAA, when you get those corporate sponsors that are able to participate with these historical black colleges, it brings about another, when I say a level of tournament. And I know his tournaments in CIAA over the years are always fantastic. But this is their coach. I saw the crowds.
Yeah.
And packed house. Packed house. So what can you ask for?
Yeah,
what else can you ask
for
when you're packing those houses up? And I'm sure the communities are making the money with the visitors from all over, making the economy go up. So.
Yeah, and, you know, just overall, I'm very impressed, you know, the impact of the New York and Philadelphia kids or the Northern Atlantic kids on these programs. They now have a conduit as they used to in the old days with the CIAA. Look like these kids now, these good-sized kids like you were talking about, Wally, the 6'11s and 6'9s and 6'7 footers out of New York and Pennsylvania and Philly and Jersey and them now are taking a good second look at the MEAC. Yeah,
and the opportunity to not only have one of my sons play for Coppin State, West Virginia State, my brother Bob played for North Carolina A&T, and you yourself playing for Elizabeth City. One of the things that we see, the competition over the years, because when I first really got involved watching the CIAA and watching my brother and play, most of the best African-American ball players were at the historical Black College because the West Virginians and North Carolinas, Memphis, all those teams didn't have any African-Americans on their teams. So the times have changed, and they're still getting some good ball players. And I think it's important when I talk to students across the country, everybody wants to go to Duke or North Carolina. They just they have those McDonald All-American players to go to those schools, Kentucky and all those schools. I said, to get an education is very important. So you don't always have to go to those schools that you think you'd like to attend, D1s that are the big conferences, the Big 12, Big 10, Big East. I always tell them that an opportunity to get a free education is important and take full advantage of it wherever you play.
No question about it. I think a good example of that this year is that young man Chavis from Hampton, because he's going to get a look. He's going to get a look. Yeah.
I mean, I was impressed. Last year was a rebounder, defender. He made a couple threes the other night, and then I saw him. The only thing I saw is foul shooting, because he does attack
foul
the basket
shooting,
and he gets to the foul line, but he's not as consistent on the foul line. A lot of these young ball players I see, Coach, even in the pros, how many guys can't shoot a foul shot? It's free.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Free. That's
free throw.
That's the bunny. that's the bunny line. That keeps you alive there, brother, you know. And the course of a game. I think Bobby just joined it, but I think it's Bobby.
Come on, Stall, say it, baby.
Hey.
What's up,
Bobby?
I was up all night. This has been the greatest thing ever. I mean, the Connecticut-Cincinnati game, I mean, I was out of the bed. And then the Michigan-Indiana game. Without that, the Utah-Cal game, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But
tell me something, Bobby.
Last-second shot.
How was that last-second shot? Was that 72 feet, 62 feet? I don't know what in the world was that. That boy made that shot. I saw the highlights.
He had just passed the foul line on the other end. So, it was really something. The Oklahoma shot, though, I thought that was good, but it turns out it wasn't. But the shot for Connecticut was just off the hook.
Yeah,
great. And a young man from Temple, Brown, made a tremendous shot the other night as well. So these kids has really been a surprise. The heightening of talent around the country and there, and the parity is tremendous. That's why I think that this year's NCAA has been the most exciting than I can remember. In decades, guys, because it's really been exciting with the parity around the country. You don't know who's going to show up and knock you off, man. You know,
that's right. Good, man.
Well, the games have been off the hook so far. I don't know that they could get any better than they already been. I don't know if that's possible. I mean, they had there was five games with last second shots, and when I say last second, I'm talking about 4 seconds. In one case, 3 seconds. And the young man that made that left-handed jump shot from the corner, he was just spectacular for Michigan. And then the response of the crowd and the people, I mean, hey, I think this is what it's all about.
March Madness.
The purity of it all right there, brothers, the purity of it all, the excitement of it all, pure emotional impact, pure basketball. So you can appreciate the real basic lineage of pride and program in basketball when you get into the NCAA. It's truly a remarkable thing. It really is, guys.
And you did say something, Chuck. the talent is very deep and very long, and the moves are you have no idea which school is going to come up and win this tournament.
You know what's going to be awfully difficult now, really, guys. If you talk about what we've been and what Sports Inside and Out and the Shoot for the Star program and the Each One Teach One program is coming to, you might as well say now, of all times, is coming to fruition. There is so much talent out there right now that the kids got to understand there ain't but so many jobs, guys. You got to get that education, and you got to think about how to use basketball to enhance your careers when your educational thing is complete. Because, guys, you can see, if any of you are listening to us, and parents as well, with the amount of diversified talent around this country, you only got but a few jobs in the league. I mean,
well,
it's
Coach,
good to have that.
Coach,
that
you,
yeah.
Coach, you were on target, but your span was a little short. The round of talent around this world, the training
world,
camps,
you're right.
Training camps in Russia was the most severe that I ever went to. I spent a day training with one of the mid-range, it was in between high school, college, and I ran through drills with them for about a half hour before I faded. And then the Congo training classes and teams are most powerful, and then they have a European training group that meets in Italy. Now, I see now with the tour in Senegal that will be taking place this summer with the Dr. Nesbitt Foundation College All-Stars that are going to Senegal and also play in France. I see that. I took a look at the film of the college and high school kids there, and I'm going to have to make sure that we get a proper team to take there. Otherwise, we may be running from, we may be ran out of Africa and France.
Well, Bobby, as a scout, and I've seen this over the years, the African-American athlete on these college teams, I saw University of Irvine, a 7'6" ball player. I see the talent where now not only the African-American ball players, European, but when you look at the talent that's in college sports, the 6'9", 6'10s have the skill level of guards. When you can have a fellow that tall to handle the ball, penetrate, shoot from a distance, and rebound, these guys are complete as ball players when you talk about the size. So I'm very impressed with a lot of ball players that are that big, especially Brandon Ingram from Duke, Bryce Johnson from North Carolina. These guys are like first-round draft choices coming out of college. Ben Simmons, of course. I see LSU, unfortunately, won't be in the game, but guys like him, he's from Australia, and this young man has talent. He has talent.
That's what I was about to say. They have an American there to basketball in Australia, and they're turning out kids like nobody's business, not only to the college ranks, but to the NBA. There's an Australian almost on half of the teams in the NBA.
That Australian league has really come in to be a real force in the world now, because they're right behind. If you talk about independent pro leagues, not just talking about the European League or FIBA, the governing base of it, but you can actually really say now that Australia behind the NBA, the Italian League, which is a self-sustaining powerhouse within itself, you can pretty much say Australia League is right behind that, and then coming in with Canada, the Canadian League, and things of that nature. They are very much impactful, even though that isolated continent is way out there, man. But they have some good athletes and have put and invested a lot of time and money in developing the talent that's innate to Australia, you know? Yeah.
The most powerful training program that I've seen is in Russia. What they do to bring their athletes not in maturity and of skill set is just most powerful. And then all you have to do now is then play within the system and with other players. So that's the only thing that's left out.
Well, you know, the thing in Russia, listeners, as Bobby said, when you're selected to play basketball, then you're selected for life. So, as they do in any other athletic program in Russia, unlike any other nation in the world, these kids, they are identified when they're 5 and 6 years old. And once they get into that particular age bracket and get identified to be put into the program, then they are the program. They eat, breathe, and do nothing else but that particular sport, just as gymnastics and anything else. So, but they are very, very regimented in their philosophies for sports, because it's almost like a religion to them, but it's also just a plain sense of being in that particular country to be that. When you identify as a basketball player, that's all you live, eat, and breathe is basketball. And Bobby's absolutely right. They have something for you, because at each stage of your age and your career, you're elevated to the next level of coaching and training. So you're absolutely right, Bobby. And that's is indicative of the European leagues themselves. It's not quite as regimented as Russia is, but they are in the same thing, from Israel, where I coach, to Italy, to Croatia. All of the countries are doing the same thing now. Now you can see the Asian countries are trying to put a template in it as well, guys. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're trying to get the date set for the Rucker Park First College All-Star Classic, and what it will be is that the Dr. Nesbitt All-Star team will be playing against the New York Metropolitan All-Star team. So this will be a burst in the Rucker Park, a college All-Star game, and it'll be sanctioned by the NCAA, and it'll have some of the more powerful players, and it looks like there's a possibility of having inside and out team to be announcing the game.
Fantastic. Yeah.
We'll be moving into another area of sports, and it's what we already do. So we'll be able to see the face.
We definitely would like to make an announcement now that we had a tremendous interview with a 2-time Hall of Famer, one of the greatest sports announcers in the country. And now it is with ESPN.com. And a Hall of Famer himself that started all of us that we knew for many years with BET, with small things that got the bug ignited into us. He's also a Villanova alumni, probably the most African-American-wise. He's probably the most renowned black sports commentators in the country, the great Charlie Neal. He said that he's going to join us in any way, shape, form, or fashion to help us in our expanding and making our potential broadcast team complete. He may not be able to be on it 24/7, but any type of major program that we need for him to come in to be a solidifying force in, he'll be more than willing and able to do anything and bring his expertise and a little bit more of his credentials and credits to it, guys. So, you know, we really appreciate that. We had a great conversation and a great interview with Charlie that we're going to post on Facebook. A real down to earth, where the urban networks and shows like we have will have a fit in today's sports for blacks. And it's a great interview. We're going to have that edited and posted for him with Charlie Neal. So it was a great opportunity to Wally. Good seeing him. Looking great. He's looking great, Wally.
Yeah, it was. Bobby, actually, Bobby, Charlie and I went to Villanova together. And he was an announcer for Detroit Pistons when I went to Detroit Pistons. And I was injured, and I actually had a chance to live with Bobby before they put me on waivers back to the Sixers. But I had a chance to live with Charlie. And I learned so much from him for over the years of how he carried himself. I'm telling you, I'm impressed with what he's done for our documentary. I mean, his voice is just outstanding.
Tremendous.
But his articulation is always outstanding with him. You know those Villanova graduates. The Wildcats.
The Wildcats. It was pretty tight for a little while with the Wildcats. You're not going to say anything more on that, Wally?
No, they are going to have difficulty, Bobby, and I agree. I told Chuck that they only have one big man. They have some very good athletes, very good scorers, and tremendous defensive team. But when you reach in these regionals, and I don't know what their seed will be, but I'm going to tell you, you got to have some horses. And they have one, Anufu. Anufu is their big man, and that's the only big man.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody else coming off that bench. But they got some great athletes. Yeah. Josh Hart. Rick Brunson's son. Jalen.
They develop three guard play, though. They develop three guard play.
Yeah, that's true.
Got a sweet little kid, Jennings, that little freshman. He ain't bad.
Got some players, man. Some players.
Yeah, you got some good players,
But
well, guys, it's going to be interesting. We're going to get ready. We're going to get ready for the championship game today, Wally, with Hampton University and South Carolina. Bobby, your guys down there in South Carolina, those boys can play, Bobby. They got a good team. They got a decent team out there in South Carolina State.
I wonder if they're still getting players from Philadelphia.
They got something.
Yes, they do. They have a couple New York and Philadelphia ball players as I look at the roster. They got some outstanding ball players up there. New York, and matter of fact, the coach at Norfolk, he told me from Jamaica, Queens, or it's from one of those areas up in New York.
Jones, he's from Jamaica, Queens, in New York,
Bobby Lewis.
I do have a question. You said an interview with the commissioner. Who is the commissioner? You said you have an interview today. Who?
Thomas is his name. Leon Curry is going to be with us. We're supposed to meet him at 11 o'clock. Then Leon says to go ahead on and just do any preliminaries right there. He says we'll talk about that when we get there. But, yes, we're going to be talking about that. And also we're going to be doing some things as far as the transition between the women's and the men's men's and women's championship, I should say, before you be able to get out of there to get to the airport. So we're going to be pulling out of here at the hotel very, very shortly, fans. And we got about a minute or so left right now, and we're going to close out. But we'll give you the results of the championship game on our update next week on Tuesday and give you an overall view on basketball as well as the Harlem Globetrotter update. And we've been really happy to be a part of your Saturday morning. Great time here in the Hampton Roads area with a great, great tournament, Bobby and Wally. And we'll get with you cats later. Wally, we'll be pulling out of here, I guess, in a little while.
All right. See you down there.
Go okay, Wildcats. Guys. And go Wildcats. That's right.
All right,
and,
brother.
Okay. And on behalf of all of us, thank you so much for letting us be a part of your morning and all of our forces around the world and our allies keeping us safe here, both in the United States and abroad, in American Forces Network, Chesapeake and Norfolk Nissan, excuse me, guys, as well as Seabreeze. That's right. Clarence Baker and the guys. Thank you for supporting us these years. And I look forward to the great things to come. Well, okay, guys, we out of here. See you later.
All right. Take
care,
brother.
Did you see that shot that kid made from over.
All right, Bob. Check with y'all in a minute, babe. All right.
Take care.
Okay. All right, peace.